very good evening to you. And welcome to Beagle at Night. 3 hours of what we call an entertainment. Well, that's what we call it. As for everybody else. Anyway, all the usual things in all the usual places. So let's start off with a great, shall we? Here is Miss Eartha Kitt.
Everyone gets into a dull routine if they don't get a chance to change the scene. I could not be wearier, life could not be drearier, if I lived in Siberia. I'll tell ya what I mean. I met a rather amusing fool while on my way to Istanbul. He bought me the Black Sea for my swimming pool. Monotonous for 30 days, salt air I sniffed while I was shipwrecked and cast adrift with a man who looked like Montgomery Clift. Monotonous for what it's worth, throughout the earth I'm known as Femme Fatale. But when the yawn comes up like thunder, brother, take back your Taj Mahal. Jack Fath made a new style for me. I even made Johnny Ray smile for me. A camel once walked a mile for me. Monotonous, monotonous. I could not be wearier, life could not be drearier, if I lived in Siberia. Traffic has been known to stop for me. Prices even rise and drop for me. Harry S. Truman plays bop for me. Monotonous, monotonous. S. Eliot writes books for me. King Farouk's on tenterhooks for me. Sherman Billingsley even cooks for me. Monotonous, monotonous. I could not be wearier, life could not be drearier, if I lived in Siberia. I know I've acres of dough. I'm not sure of the amount. It might be exciting someday if I learn to count. Chiang Kai-shek sends me pots of tea. Gaylord Houser sends me vitamin D. And furthermore, Ike likes me. Monotonous, monotonous, monotonous.
There is no other singer like her, is there? That was Eartha Kitt, Miss Eartha Kitt, to you, and Monotonous. So welcome to the program. What are we? 28th of January at the moment, 29th tomorrow. My goodness. January ends at the end of this week. I can't believe it. I tell you, it's absolutely amazing, isn't it? I don't know where time goes. But anyway, welcome to Beagle at Night. In the first hour of the program, we've got some jazz coming up in about 5 minutes' time. And then we'll have Dean Frank or Perry. First time around at about 11:30 this week, back then at 25 minutes to 12. And then we'll be going over to the Palo Palmer, to the Piano Parlor even, at about 11:45.
Thank you.
themed Midnight Cowboy from 1969, if memory serves me correctly. And I always remember we used to, down in Orpington, where we had a cinema back in the 60s. I believe there is one there again, actually, so I've been told. I can always remember the awning outside of the Commodore cinema with Midnight Cowboy X. Oh, sounded so involved, and it was a good film as well. John Voight and Dustin Hoffman in one of his first roles, I suspect. Anyway, good film, and nice to hear that from Mr. John Barry. With Ray Hendricks doing the vocalizations there, and in a moment of weakness. So, first special spot up this morning is Jazz by Jove. I am by Jove. Here's some jazz.
Thank you. they call the lonely one. There's sorrow in his face and sadness in his eyes. And if you look into the heart within the lonely one, you'll find it's been deceived by broken vows and lies. Is it good to have pride with a longing to hide all your heartaches and fears? Is it wise to be cold and to struggle to hold back the tears? If you could only see the boy they call the lonely one, you'd know that since you're gone, the lonely one is me. To hide all your heartaches and fears? Is it wise to be cold and to struggle to hold back the tears? If you could only see the boy they call the lonely one, you'd know that since you're gone, the lonely one is me. You know that since you're gone, the lonely one.
Suddenly you held me tight. I could see the midnight sun. I can't explain the silver rain that found me. Oh, was that a moonlit veil? The music of the universe around me, or was that a nightingale? And then your arms miraculously found me, Suddenly the sky turned pale. I could see the midnight sun. Was ever such a night? It's a thrill I still don't quite believe. But after you were gone, there was still the stardust on my sleeve. The flame of it may dwindle to an ember, and the stars forget to shine, and we may see the meadow in December, I see white and crystalline. But oh, my darling, always I'll remember when your lips were close to mine, and I saw the midnight sun.
Three bits of jazz for you this morning. We started off with Midnight Walk from Elvin Jones, and we finished off with Midnight Sun, which of course is where you go when you go for a walk at midnight, and that was with June Christie. And in the middle, Nat King Cole, of course, and The Lonely One. And we'll have some more jazz for you around about the same time next week. Beautiful That was Dancing in the Dark from 1931 and The Revelers. You're listening to Beagle at Night. Time now for a song from either Frank Sinatra or Perry Como or Dean Martin, and all you have to do is guess who it is.
Forever and ever, my heart will be true. Sweetheart, forever I'll wait for you. We both made a promise that we'd never part. Let's seal it with a kiss forever, my sweetheart. Let bygones be bygones forever. We'll fall in love once again. So let's tell the world of our new love divine forever. My heart will be true, sweetheart, forever I'll wait for you. We both made a promise that we'd never part. Let's seal it with a kiss forever, my sweetheart.
Let bygones be bygones forever. We'll fall in love once again.
So let's tell the world let's seal it with a kiss forever, my sweetheart.
Bygones be bygones forever.
The song was called Forever and Ever, and the person singing it this week was Mr. Perry Como. And we'll have another Frank Dean or Perry around about the same time next week. So how have you been since I was last with you at this time of the day? A quiet week here in Danbury, Connecticut. It's been very cold, though, since I was with you last time, and I understand you had a pretty major storm over there in the UK as well. But temperature got down to about minus 14 degrees centigrade, which is quite taters when you think about it. And not always in the night as well, sometimes during the day, which means it's always fun to go out and see whether the car would actually start and stuff like that. You know, it's amazing what counts as fun around here in Connecticut on occasions. But a quietish sort of week in the Beagley household, which is good. Not so much in the United States of America history, but you know what, we're not even going to go there. Time now for the first first time around, and this is where we play an original version of a popular song that basically got eclipsed by other versions. And this week, the song's not that old. Goes back to, it was written in 1966, released the following year. Noteworthy versions, Nancy and Frank Sinatra, Andy Williams, Peggy Lee, Amanda Barry and Johnny Briggs from Coronation Street fame, and Robbie Williams and Nicole Kidman. And it's a great song. Here it is, though, the absolute original, which was pretty good in its own right, but it would get eclipsed just a couple of months later by Nancy and Frank.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lines you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. I practice every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come through. Then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night is so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I love you. I love you.
Indeed, the song was called Something Stupid, and it was sung there by the people that actually wrote it, Carson and Gale, and it was written by C. Carson Parks. As I said, it was released in March 1967, and that was the first release, but in the same month, Nancy and Frank Sinatra released their version, and it pretty much was the version that all other versions were measured by, although a couple of other notables, Cheyenne Jackson and Jane Krakowski did a version in June 2016 that is very, very good, and of course you cannot forget Robbie Williams and Nicole Kidman, who also did a rather nice version as well. Something Stupid, this week's song, where it sort of got eclipsed by another.
Around the plaza after that. that will sit and talk on your piazza. Sweet mama, don't you need a sweet papa who can do that ha-cha-cha?
Sweet ha-cha-cha, mine.
You can give my eyes a treat. Come and do that rumba beat. Do it hot, but do it sweet.
Sweet ha-cha-cha, mine.
Uh-huh. Play your mandolin. Lady, I give in. Sweet muchacha, belle of Spain, must I wait out here in vain? Let me in, it looks like rain.
Sweet muchacha mine, sweet muchacha mine. Sweet muchacha mine.
Sam Brown singing there with Ambrose, waving the stick at the band, and that was Sweet Muchacha. You're listening to Beagle at Night with me. I'll be going through until 2 o'clock in the morning, so we've barely started. That's all I'm going to say. But right now, it's time to take a look at This Week Back Then. And This Week Back Then goes from January the 26th through to February the 1st. And on January the 26th, it was not a good day for Governor General Charles George Gordon, because troops loyal to the Mahdi conquered Khartoum and killed him. And that was in 1885. And on this very day in 1983, Panamanian registered oil rig Enivitok struck the cables of the Singapore cable car system linking the mainland and Sentosa Island, causing two of the cabins to fall into the water and seven people were killed. Happy days in 1186 for Henry VI, the son and heir of the Holy Roman Emperor Frederick I, because he married Constance of Sicily. Now, on January the 31st, 1606, four of the conspirators of the gunpowder plot, including Guy Fawkes, were executed for treason by hanging, drawing, and quartering for plotting against Parliament and King James. And this week back then, on February the 1st in 1896, La Bohème premiered in Turin at the Teatro Regio, conducted by a young Arturo Toscanini. Musetta's Waltz from La Bohème. Now, on January the 28th, 1956, a gentleman appeared on television for the first time ever.
This time to introduce you to a young fellow who, like many performers, Johnny Ray among them, come up out of nowhere to be overnight very big stars. This young fellow we saw for the first time while making a movie short. We think tonight that he's going to make television history for you. We'd like you to meet him now, Elvis Presley, and here he is.
And rattle those pots and pans. Get out of that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Go out and roll my breakfast, cause I'm the hunger man.
Beautiful stuff. And very serendipitously, on this very day in 1754, Sir Horace Walpole coined the phrase serendipity in a letter to a friend. I have to be honest, I'm not totally sure there is such a word as serendipitously, but I tried.
The struggle for fair and equal treatment of blacks in the United States, highlighted by the civil rights movement of the 1950s and 60s, made its gains through thousands of grassroots efforts across the country. One of the most significant events of the civil rights movement was the lunch counter sit-in at the Greensboro F.W. Woolworth store that began on February 1st, 1960. That afternoon, four black students from nearby A&T State University bought items at the downtown store and then took seats at the whites-only lunch counter. Their requests for service were ignored, and the manager closed the store early. They returned the next day with more students and continued to come back with growing support of churches and community members. News stories about the Greensboro sit-in inspired similar actions in dozens of other cities and drew attention to the injustice of Jim Crow laws that kept blacks from using libraries, parks, swimming pools, theaters, and even water fountains in the same way as whites. By appealing to students, sit-ins drew young people into the civil rights movement. They also demonstrated the power of nonviolent resistance to institutionalized oppression.
And this week back then, on this very day, indeed, back in 1856, Queen Victoria issued a warrant under the Royal Sign Manual that establishes the Victoria Cross to recognize acts of valor by British military personnel during the Crimean War. Now, if you happen to be watching BBC television 75 years ago, on the 29th of January 1950, it was a Sunday at 5 o'clock for the children, Red Riding Hood, an operetta written and composed by Rose Fireman and Will Grant. And that was followed at 8:30 in the evening by Trespass, a ghost story by Emlyn Williams and produced by John Glyn Jones. And the news was at 10:15 in sound only. So let's come forward 50 years ago this very day, and indeed, January the 29th was a Wednesday, and on BBC One, 6 o'clock, it was nationwide. At 6:45, there was the film, the Wednesday film, The Pat and How to Use It, starring Brian Bedford, Julie Summers, and James Farentino. Barlow was at 8:10 with Stratford Johns, of course, Derek Detman, David Lodge, Gary Hope, John Abernary, Neville Jason, and John Harvey. News was at 9 o'clock with Richard Baker and Richard Whitmore, and at 9:25 Till Death Us Do Part with Warren Mitchell, Anthony Booth, Eunice Stubbs, Patricia Hayes, Alfie Bass. Sports Night was at 5:10, and at 11 o'clock it was midweek, introduced by Ludovic Kennedy. The weather and regional news was on at 11:28, and at 11:30, BBC One closed down. The 27th, 1977, the Garpenters appeared on The Tonight Show, hosted that week by Steve Martin.
Went to Hawaii.
Yeah, we finally got a chance, or took the chance, to go take some time off, and it was fabulous.
You
really different.
Went to Acapulco, didn't you? But we got you here instead.
Yeah. Yeah, we just...
What about Europe? I had an opportunity to go to Europe with you, to London, to work the Palladium, and I didn't get to go because I had to work Minneapolis for a night. I like Minneapolis.
Minneapolis now.
It's about 80 below now.
That's right.
It's real nice. I'm going there. Oh, I'm sorry. How was it? Tell me how horrible it was so I won't feel bad.
Oh,
it was
good.
Terrific.
Don't do that to him.
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
Steve knows you're right.
You want to get him?
No, we did 11 shows, and then...
One day.
One day.
One night, yeah.
And a 12th that we did, it was a charity show. We played for free, and the people got to get in if they donated a toy.
We call it a ticket for a toy.
I'm very proud to say that I saw one of those concerts live at the London Palladium. And the Carpenters were terrific. If you're going into a record shop on this very day in 1966, number one record you'd have been given if you'd asked for it, it was this.
Michelle Rabel, these are words that go together well. My Michelle, Michelle Rabel, song. I love you. That's all I want to say. Until I find a way, I will say the only words I know that you'll understand. Michelle, ma belle, someday mon qui vont très bien ensemble. Très bien ensemble.
I need to make you see. Oh, what you mean to me. Until I do, I'm hoping you will know what I mean. so you'll understand. Michel, ma belle, sont des mots qui vont très bien ensemble, très bien ensemble. And I will say the only words I know that you'll understand, my Michelle.
It's a really nice version of that song. No wonder it got to number one. That was the Overlanders and Michelle. And we'll have another this week back then next week at about the same time as this week. You have been warned. Time now to pop into the piano parlour, and lurking in the parlour this week, Johnny Maddox.
Thank you.
Well, Johnny Mannix there. Shanty in an old shanty town started us off, and then Humoresque, along with Johnny Mannix on the piano, the Rhythm Masters. And you know what? I think we've got time for one more. Johnny Mannix there with Sunrise Sunset. Apparently, after hearing him play back in 1952, the father of the blues, W.C. Handy, called Mannix the white boy with the colored fingers.
Street came spring,
and then
fee, my sweet. The moment I saw you, I swear the times could still.
I still feel that magic, I know I always will.
No word passed,
I knew it was love at last. At the moment I saw you.
From 1951, Joe Stafford and Teddy Johnson with The Moment I Saw You. And I'll be back with part two of the program in just around about 3 minutes' time, so do join me then.